So sports are kind of a hot topic right now, huh?
A lot is going on right now in sports.
Yeah, we just recorded a episode talking about sports and protests.
Yes.
And that was kind of serious.
It was. And I want to say that if anyone hears anything in the background, Bronny's eating.
So Bronny's the official mascot for the yes. In My Opinion podcast. And
we got Adam to the logo, actually. There should be like a little pic of Bronny.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought, since we just had such a serious conversation about sports, that we do something a little bit different and let out some steam.
I like that.
So that means it's time for...
Are we going to do this at the same time?
Yeah. Well, do you know where I'm going with this?
I think I do. Are we going to talk about what grinds our gears?
Yes. I mean, I think that we should do a sports edition.
I like that.
So I want us to share what are the things that grinds our gears about the three major sports that we tend to watch most often.
Fair enough.
Which are baseball, football, and basketball. Sorry, hockey. Sorry, golf. Sorry, tennis.
I actually grew up playing golf, so I'm a little offended. Yeah.
I learn a little bit more about you every day. That's awesome.
Yeah, I spent about 10 years playing golf, so don't, you know, be careful there. You
all
know,
right,
you
so know. I'm sorry that I excluded golf. We'll definitely talk about golf next time. But how about if we talk about what grinds our gears about each sport?
Sounds good.
And why don't we kick it off with America's pastime?
America's favorite pastime.
Favorite pastime, that's right. Baseball. What grinds your gear about baseball?
Where do I start? So full disclosure, out of the three major sports, baseball is my least favorite.
Really?
It is slow as molasses. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I was a fan of certain players as a kid. So like Ken Griffey Jr.
Right.
Actually, Jim Abbott, who was a one-handed pitcher.
I did not know.
Yeah, there's
of
a
that.
Really great story about him.
Huh?
And so I'm aware of the sport, and I have some appreciation for it. But what really grinds my gears about baseball is these pretentious unwritten rules. So if you're like in the baseball community, if you play the sport or you grew up watching it, it's like there's these unwritten rules about how you conduct yourself. What you're allowed to do or not do when you hit a home run. You're not supposed to admire the home run that you just hit. You're supposed to just like...
head down, run your bases.
And just, you know, just run your bases. Get home as quickly as possible. Don't make a big show out of it. And it's to the point where I sometimes wish I played professional baseball.
So that you could do that.
Just so I could break these stupid, unwritten rules. And they go so hard on the players when they do it. And sometimes it's unintentional. Like they're... baseball players.
Genuine adrenaline, right?
And they don't even know all of the rules. Like, there was something recent where one of the players did something. His coach got on him. The other players got on him. And the poor guy in the next press conference, and this was a rookie, by the way, was just apologetic. And it was just like, I didn't know, but I'll know for next time. And I'm just like...
takes all the fun out of the game.
Like, leave the guy alone. Like, you know, no one's getting hurt. So unwritten baseball rules, I could totally live without.
You know what? That is a good one. That would probably be my second least favorite thing, but I have one that I think tops that for me that just really, really annoys me. And for me, it's the fake fight that often go on in a baseball game. So I just want to contextualize it because for me, it's a little different than you. I was born in the Dominican Republic. So baseball is a religion my culture. Grew up playing baseball, watching baseball, going to games, go watch my dad play. It's just really a family tradition. So I really hate when I see these fights. I think they're in an effort to make the sport more exciting because everyone complains about how slow paced it is and how it could be boring and how long it takes for a whole match to be over. It is the most ridiculous thing when you see grown men rushing the mound and being held back and like nothing really happens. Every so often there's a real fight, but it's just like just cut it out. You know you don't want to fight. Like, relax. This doesn't make the game fun. Because we know it's fake.
Wow. And it's, are you advocating violence in sports right now?
I'm not advocating violence, but you gotta admit, like
if you're gonna fight.
If you're gonna fight. It's like hockey has the right. Like, you're gonna fight, just go for it.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right
now.
Do
not I don't like the theatrics of it. Like, it's either fight or don't fight. But if you're not gonna fight, then go back to the bench and just watch the game and wait for your next turn at bat.
I can agree with that. I mean, the almost fighting can be a bit much.
Yeah, it's a little. It feels. I feel like I'm watching a play and not a game. Like, it's like, come on, get it together, guys.
Like, hold me back.
Either that or be a little bit more convincing. Like, take some acting lessons or something. It's just we don't believe you when you rush the mound. We know you don't want to fight. Just knock it off.
Baseball, you aren't exciting enough. We need to see you knock each other out.
Yeah. Well. That's just baseball.
Okay, what's up next?
Let's talk about football.
Ooh, football.
You know, which is, I know that baseball is like America's favorite pastime, but I feel like football is like Americans, like the American sport. Like, it's the most like watched sport out of all of them, right?
Yeah, and creates the highest revenue.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, football is king in America.
Yes.
And I have to say, I think as much as I love baseball, I think I have more of a love for football as something to play. But what really grinds my gears about football is I grew up watching football in the 90s, and it was just a much more physical sport. But over time, it's evolved where quarterbacks, which is already a privileged position, the most guarded position arguably in all of sports.
Most protected position by far.
And these new rules where you can't sneeze on the quarterback without getting some penalty, I think it's just taking things too far. But I will say that I kind of understand where it's coming from, because by position, a quarterback is not able to protect themselves.
It's the hardest to replace, right? If a quarterback gets injured, that team is done.
Yeah.
You know, very rarely we see the backup really step up. And I think Kaepernick was one of the ones who kind of came up and did it. Nick Foles, you know, step up as a backup. But those are the exceptions. So if a quarterback is injured, your season is over and the franchise loses money. So I get the rule in what they're trying to do.
Yeah, but I think, again, sometimes they can take it a bit too far, and it just ruins the game. Because then you see,
it's a contact sport.
Exactly. And then you have linemen who are rushing the quarterback, and you literally see them trying to, like, kind of tackle, but not too hard, and sometimes they even back off. I think it's just way too tricky.
Yeah, linemen have to get by a 300-pound all muscle, and then after they use all the adrenaline to do that.
To get there, yeah.
Really slow down and tap the quarterback on his back. Yeah, I get that for sure.
So what about you? What grinds your gears about football?
I agree with you with that one too, but I think I have one that's better.
Okay.
And one that, at least for me, is a little bit more annoying. It's not about the game or the gameplay. What really annoys me about football is the name football of the game.
Wow. You're going hard here.
It is everywhere that you go in the world, England, Spain, South America, is called football. Football or football, right? And Americans just took the name and decided that they were going to call it football, even though there's a sport that is already called football and that actually uses feet for gameplay. So conceptually, I understand why soccer is called football, because it's a game where you use your feet all of the time. Why is football called football?
You kick the ball in football, by the way.
Yeah, like every 10 minutes. It is not the primary form of play. And no one that's a football fan, or there is not a football team that thinks that their kicker is the most valuable position in the team, right?
That's
fair. So, like, to call it football, it is so confusing. When I first came to this country, it was just so confusing. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? Football? Soccer? like, and what soccer comes from? It just, don't get me started. I think the name sucks. It's terrible.
Wow, you were really upset about that one, huh?
I'm coming in hot today. I have a lot of steam to kind of let out.
All right, so maybe talking about your favorite sport then, maybe will hopefully calm you down.
Basketball? Yeah. And I love LeBron. And I feel conflicted saying this because LeBron is guilty of this.
Ooh.
But it's something that I really hate. I don't think he's the worst one out there, but he does this sometimes.
I think I know where you're going here.
Yeah. The most annoying thing about basketball for me as a fan is the flopping. I hate it. I feel like it ruins the game. It goes along with what I said about baseball.
I think what's different from baseball is that there's not really any strategy in almost fighting. You don't really get anything out of that. But in basketball, a really good flop could get you the possession.
And that is what I hate it, because it's not about gameplay, right? I hate saying this about him because I feel he's so talented. But James Harden, by far, has made an art out of flopping. The man can score 30 points or just free throws alone. And it is just, I think it's bad for the sport. It ruins the pace. And no one wants to see a man fall down to the floor when the elbow missed them by 5 inches. It is terrible. I hate it. I think they should impose penalties for players who do this.
They have talked about that.
It is just not good for the sport, and I wish that it would go away.
Yeah, I can certainly agree with that. And soccer is very notorious for flopping.
They are, for sure.
You know, although they're not on this list right now for us, but yeah, I can totally agree that flopping, and yes, James is king among the floppers.
He does do it better than anyone else that I know.
So I can totally agree with the flopping. I think what really bothers me about basketball, although this happens in other sports, I think it's more prevalent in basketball, and that's the mercy rule.
Mm.
So at some point in a game, when a team is clearly in the lead, right? But I mean, there's not necessarily like some defined number, and it also depends on how soon the game is going to end. The expectation is that the team that's winning should stop scoring. and just kind of
not play as hard,
which to me is so hypocritical, because then when they don't play hard, they get criticized for it.
Right.
So it's like, you can't just pick and choose when you are going to apply energy or expectation to how much effort athletes should put into something. And I've seen teams get really upset.
I've seen almost fights happen.
I mean,
it's like, how dare you block my shot when you're leading by 20?
Right. Or how can you dunk when you're already up? I'm like, what do you mean? This is the best time to do it, because I'm trying to crush you.
Yeah.
So I think the whole idea of this mercy rule is just really pathetic.
I agree with that too. Like, yeah, I think we are like on the same page about the things that annoy us about the different sports. We picked good ones.
We did. But you were really...
I was more passionate. They bother me a lot. So, guys, these are the things that grinds our gears about baseball, football, and basketball. What are the things that really annoy you about those three sports? Or if you want to mention some of the things about any other sports that we didn't mention, like soccer or hockey or golf, please let us know in the comments of our social media page at InMyOpinion_podcast. These are the things that grind our gears.
We'd love to know yours.